Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to The Year Is, Bobby. Our podcast. If you're listening, you probably listened before. Shall we just go straight in?
We have to tell them what happens, or else if it's a first-time listener, what are they going to do?
Tell them then.
Okay. Welcome to The Year Is podcast, the podcast where every episode we go back to a year in history. We talk about the most interesting, the strangest, the most fucked up things from that year. And I would say the most fucked up thing from this year specifically is that I've blown up on TikTok.
Yes. You've become very famous on TikTok.
I have 30,000 TikTok followers. My strategy, if you're wondering, has been to post the same video 3 times.
Really?
Yes.
So it works?
It totally works. Well, but
so it can be posted at the wrong time?
Yeah. I got to say, TikTok fame, it's not like other fame.
Mm-hmm.
No one on the street is recognizing me. Nobody, you know, I walk into stores. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. I don't know where these people are.
Yeah.
But they are liking and following.
Don't the Chinese government now own all your data?
They probably could have had it before. I don't know.
Yeah.
People always talk about this. What if the Chinese are getting my data because I'm on TikTok?
Oh, so what would they do with it anyway?
The Chinese are going to know
that you eat like a pig.
Yeah. What videos I'm watching.
Deliveroo.
Yeah.
And all your weird searches.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m.
I don't. What do you mean? I just search like French philosophers and I read French philosophy before good. I fall asleep.
That's the only way.
With
to
a
sleep.
Book on my chest, an old
dusty book.
A dusty book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Captain Tom.
A lot like him, yeah. And that I'm a hero right now, but when I die, it'll be kind of funny.
Do you reckon the Queen's met Captain Tom in heaven?
If the Queen has met Captain Tom in heaven, I think she'd say, who the fuck are you? And he'd say, I'm Captain Tom. And she'd say, what?
Yeah.
And then he'd explain, and she'd go, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my cousins.
Yeah.
And then she'd hang out with the other royals and leave him with the plebs.
Yeah. Well, who's dead up there? Well, her dad, I suppose. Her husband, the biggest one.
Yeah.
That's probably who she'd be trying to find. Doubt she wants any interactions with Diana.
I don't know.
And who would, the bloody troublemaker?
Stop. Would you actually believe in heaven, Red?
No. I hope there's no thing that's based on what you did in your life. Depends on where you go after. Because I'll be annoyed. You always say, have you ever, like, when you think, like, imagine if ISIS are right, and we are all going to burn in hell.
That would be really annoying.
Yeah. You'd be like, can I just go back down and, like, blow up a bus?
Yeah, please, give me another chance.
Yeah, this is shit. I love that the little kid, you know, the terrorizing little prince, Louis, wasn't allowed at the funeral because he's such a trouble. Do you see when he, like, smacked his mum at the coronation? I love that prince. I said it on the podcast before, but he's what the royals should be. I can see him sort of having people murdered and stuff like that, you know?
So he wasn't allowed at the funeral?
No.
How old is he?
5. And he's chaos. Do you not see him? You saw him at the coronation, silver, gold.
What? Jubilee.
Jubilee, yeah. What jubilee was it? Platinum.
Because
everyone called it the Platy Jubes.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was at the Platinum Jubilee and he kept like smacking Kate Middleton in the face. And then she tried to grab him, and he went, nah, and did a little thumb on his nose. And I thought, he's the Game of Thrones prince we've been dying for. Because William's nice but boring. Prince Harry, probably a good guy, bit too much whinging recently. I want an old medieval prince.
That
puts people in the tower.
Well, the tower is now like a nice tourist attraction.
Tom Horton lives there.
Yeah, yeah. You'd just be like, oh, you're going to the Tower of London. Like, oh, you get to live in a luxury apartment.
Yeah, in zone one.
Take out the dishwashers. Make them wash their own dishes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but he wasn't allowed. Prince Andrew, he must have been gutted, Louis, because he's like, well, my great uncle's allowed.
Yeah.
And he's a nonce. Meghan killed the queen and she's allowed. So why can't I come?
I think he would call her Auntie Meghan.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they get on. I don't know.
What number in line to the throne is he? How do we make it happen?
Too far for comfort at the moment. So his older brother, then William, and at the moment Charles. So if he kills his brother, poisons him, or strangles him in a sort of UFC-style leg lock.
All this talk of the royals. Mm-hmm. It does just make me wish they'd go away.
They're going nowhere. They're the backbone of this brilliant country.
Are they?
Yes. All of them. Every single
They're
one
all
of them.
The backbone.
Yeah. They make us whole, don't they, Jody?
Yeah, certainly they make me whole.
Also, they're the heads of your country as well.
They're not the heads of the country.
They are.
They're just figureheads. They're on the money, but they have no actual power.
On the money. So, there you go.
At least with the Kardashians, you're allowed to hate the Kardashians.
You can hate the royals.
Yeah.
Meghan, people have no problem hating her. You can hate all of them.
I just want them to go away.
No, they are a bit boring, aren't they? There's no hot ones as well.
No.
There's no hot princes. People used to say Harry was hot, and it's like, no, he's not.
He's an average-looking man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he makes cider. He's not attractive. William's not, but he's got a great noble feel to him.
Yeah, if Prince Harry wasn't Prince Harry, he would have definitely started his own microbrewery in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
He'd go to all his friends and be like, I finally figured out what I want to do. Yeah. And like, oh, Harry's always jumping around. Okay, what is it this time, Harry?
Yeah.
Have you ever drank beer?
I
like beer. Okay, have you ever thought I could make beer for you?
Beer.
Yeah, what if, do you like... bananas? Yeah. What if we had banana beer?
He's sort of like,
well, he's busy.
He goes skiing every winter and then piss off somewhere hot in the summer, not really working, then come back 15 years later at the age of 35 saying, I want to start a brewery.
Yeah. Or I'm actually, guys, I've decided what I want to do, and I'm like, what's that? And you say, I'm going to be a supply teacher. Like, okay. I have to finish my degree first, and then I'm going to get into supply teaching. I just like to move around.
This year, Bobby, this week, this episode, we're going back to a happier time. Do you know why?
Because the time couldn't be any worse.
No, it's because the Queen was still alive.
Okay.
The woman who's departed our lives and rendered us all useless.
1966, that's... how many years ago is that? 34 plus 20, 56 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the Queen would have been 40.
Really? Mm-hmm. God, she was old. Imagine being 40 in 1966.
She was old, around 40.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say about her in 1966, she would have been still fucking. You know what I mean?
That's not nice. That's not a nice way to talk about our beloved Queen, who was a saint.
I'm just saying... then she still would have been, like, once in a while, really having a good time.
Possibly. But bigger things were happening that year, Bobby.
What?
England won the World Cup for the first and only time ever.
And you won't shut the fuck up about it?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
It's coming home. It's coming. And you must have experienced that. How many long have you been here for? When did you move here?
11 years.
So we've had 2014 World Cup, 2018. We've had the Euros, 2016, 2020.
Oh, yeah. I've sat on many buses.
You've seen a lot.
Surrounded by losers singing.
And it starts as a joke. That's the funny thing.
Everyone sings it,
and it's a joke. And then we win one game, and everyone goes, you know what? I'm not sure I'm joking anymore. It's coming. And then we lose. And it's devastating. That man put a flare up his ass because he thought we were going to win. That's how much this country needs that cup.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. Maybe for his whole life, he'd been like, there's got to be a time where I'm going to be able to put a flare into my ass.
It's not going
to
look weird.
And nobody's going to question it. I mean, they still did question it. They were like, this is an odd thing to do. But it was the most... If what you really want to do is put a flare in your ass and light it in front of a bunch of people, he did actually pick the most socially acceptable time to
really
do
it. Is, isn't it? Everyone kind of went, he's gone far, but he embodies how we all feel.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you did that at
He
like,
should have been at the Queen's funeral.
No, I think
100%
he's already
been,
done
he
his trick.
He should have been sat and squatted on the coffin with just a flare up his ass.
Well...
He represents Britain. That should be our flag. Man kneeling on the coffin with a flare in his ass.
Wearing the crown.
Yeah, wearing the crown. It was that was a proud moment to be English, because to me that sort of sums up being English is. False hope, delusion, and a sort of self-sabotaging violent act.
I do think that the world would take itself a lot less seriously if every country's flag was, like, their most embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
So, like, you were only... Everyone else got to pick your flag, and your flag was the picture you were most embarrassed about. Not, like, necessarily a dark thing. It doesn't have to be, like, a genocide, although for many it could. I'm saying,
I like that. Every other country in the world gets to design your flag.
Yeah, like, if in Canada there's a picture of a guy, like... fucking a beaver.
Yeah.
That's the flag.
And we all get. You know, if you ever play that game where someone draws a bit, folds it, and you draw the next?
Yes.
Bit? So it's like you get to do Putin's Russia.
Yeah.
Russia and just giant dick.
And everyone has to wave the flag.
Yeah.
It would just make us all call. You know, people. I think it would be a lot harder to take nationalism seriously.
Yeah.
If you're looking at what
Possibly
everyone
less
else thinks
wars.
Of you. Maybe.
Because if you're there, stood there with a gun, and you look up, and there's just a flag of like.
Although I feel like immediately after this rule was enacted, there would be what we'd call the flag wars, where countries go to war because of what other countries have put on their flag. So it would actually probably cause a lot more death. They'd be like, why did you put two men holding hands on our flag? And Saudi Arabia would just start nuking people.
Have you seen Putin's threatening nukes? Sorry, this isn't 66, but...
I did see that Putin is threatening the world with nuclear annihilation. And what do I think of that? Well, you know... Everyone's had a bad day.
Well, he's got that TV presenter who's like their Piers Morgan out there, who's like the big pro-Putin guy, who isn't, if you're saying stuff on TV, I'd say...
Yeah, you gotta be.
You gotta be. But he's like, oh, we should nuke England so it becomes a third world country. And this is like their daytime... That's their Philip Schofield.
Here's the thing. Hey, Russia.
Bring it. We're not scared of you.
No, here's the thing. If Russia wants... the UK to be a third world country, they do not have to nuke us. They just have to wait.
Yeah,
<that's... laughs> wait a couple years. It's play it out, you know?
Yeah.
We'll be drinking river water in no time. It's just all
chasing foxes down the street.
Go the way you
think
it is.
With a sharpened stick.
Yeah. I'll be doing YouTube vlogs about the best way to cook fox meat. I know maybe a lot of you might never have eaten a city fox, but let me tell you, they're very healthy, actually. They eat our garbage, and in our garbage has all the food we eat, which means they have a very well-balanced diet. So if you eat a fox, it's like eating a vegetable.
Have you noticed more rats, by the way, in the sea? London. So the park I walked through to get here is fucking, it's rat chaos. They've taken over. And there's like hundreds of them. It's disgusting.
There is a small chance rats are just following you around.
No,
though.
They're in this park, and the city is burning. Do you get that feeling?
I do get the feeling that there is.
There's no buses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things are getting worse.
Yeah.
But what we can do for people is we can reflect back upon the past, and we can show them that things have been bad before, and they're going to get better. Maybe not soon.
Well, 66 wasn't bad. We won the World Cup. The Beatles were massive.
Those are two things.
Yeah, everyone was having a great time.
Did the Beatles go to the World Cup game? That's what I need to know.
No, they didn't. But a dog ran on the pitch, famously.
Really?
Yeah, and an England player came on and grabbed it and took it off. quite a fun bit of info.
What happened to the dog? That's the question.
He became famous. I can't remember what happened. Someone stole the World Cup as well.
Really?
Yeah, it got robbed.
Did they get it back?
They got it back. It was left in a park. Someone tipped them off and said, we're going to leave it in the park. Game over.
That's quite cool. Mm. What a great story to be able to tell your grandchildren.
Yeah, but why would you go to all that trouble to steal it and then have a moral conundrum about after?
Because where are you going to, you know, people start talking.
You can't
word
go,
will
I've
get
got
out.
The World Cup, can you?
No.
There's no one would not snitch on you.
You tell one person, you've told 1,000.
Yeah. Because they'd be like, look, you don't want to see, I've got.
You can't sell it.
Did you win it? No, I stole it. It's a trophy, but if you steal it, it's not a trophy, is it?
No.
It's an indictment of what piece of shit you are.
Yes. It's like stealing like a kid's swimming trophy. Yeah. To that kid, it meant a lot, but to you, you're just a scumbag.
Terrible, terrible. People buy awards, though. Like, people go, I've got Marilyn Monroe's Oscar. Why?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think, listen, if somebody competed a lot as a kid in many different sports and never won anything, I don't think there's anything wrong as an adult with buying a bunch of awards so you feel like you won.
What's in that shed outside, Bobby? But we've never looked in there, have we, Jody?
Some trophies. There's some trophies in a shed, and I just go look at my bought and paid for trophies whenever I'm having a bad day, and I think, wow, see?
Why have you got an under-14s London swimming bronze medal?
Well, because, listen, I always loved doing the butterfly, and just because I wasn't...
Can you swim?
What a question. Of course.
I just thought that it wouldn't... But you seem like someone who couldn't swim.
I also...
There you go, my ears get too cold or something weird like
you
that.
You look like... I have to hold back.
Do you swim?
You do not look like someone who spent a couple of days underwater, but I have swam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Am I good at swimming? No, I failed every swimming lesson that I took as a child. I failed once and then passed the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a while to get through the levels, but by the time I finished, I was able to stay above water comfortably.
Well, that's good. And what do they think about England winning the World Cup in Canada? Is it a big deal out there?
I don't think any... No, because you got to remember, like, soccer's not that popular. No one cares.
No one gives a shit.
It's like...
You have ice hockey and...
Yeah, it's known, but, like, it's not... nobody... No one knows.
No.
No.
Ice hockey's just... I only watch the fights.
Yeah.
Because there's always these great YouTube compilations of the fights.
They are pretty good to watch.
Is that, like, encouraged them? Why is everyone fighting all the time?
I think only in, like, the NHL, really. They just let it happen because it drives ratings, but it's...
Well, yeah, that's everything like that would drive ratings. People
of course,
stop it for a reason.
But it is... I think they all get CTE.
Yeah.
They all, it like, have really me. Bad damage. Like,
yeah, it's horrible.
Damage, yeah.
It's really bad.
All the fighting, all the enforcers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been through this. Badil and Skinner have written the song that we all sing every... It's happening again, Qatar, this year. We will go to Qatar and football will come home.
Yes.
But we're doing it in the winter because it's so hot out there. It's illegal to be gay. Illegal to do drugs. That's going to be a problem for many England fans.
Also, I think 5,000 people died building the stadium.
Yeah, more.
What a sacrifice.
I know.
That's a lot of people.
But it's like, why? Is this the pyramids? What the fuck were you doing?
Well, they just worked people to death, I think, and had no concern for their safety.
Unbelievable.
It seems so morally like reprehensible.
What, that we're doing it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
But I think...
But then in 2018, it was like, everyone was like, should we be doing it in Russia? And we're like, they're not that bad anymore.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's hard to have morals, though, because...
Well, when there's football involved.
Yeah, well, like, is there anything, anywhere you would not gig? Like, it's hard as a...
How much are we talking?
Exactly.
Well, on the one hand, you go, no, I'd never gig there, I'm not endorsing that. On the other hand, if it was a lot of money, you'd go, well, look, me doing a gig there isn't exactly... I'm just entertaining people, I'm not there doing anything bad. Like, would you have done, like, when McQueen did South Africa when it was apartheid and everyone was fucking furious about that?
No, I wouldn't have performed in apartheid South Africa, no.
Okay, what about Israel now?
Israel Now, that's a tough one. I don't touch. I
100%.
I more wouldn't want to touch it.
Apparently, they do great mole frites out there.
What's that?
Mussels with chips.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Cool.
So that's one reason. My arm's half bent already.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go to Israel?
Not that I would never visit Israel, but.
You wouldn't give them your comedy.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know.
Well, Israel, if you're listening, Bobby Mayer's not
no,
sure
No, but
yet.
It's not that I wouldn't. It's more, I just don't want, I have nothing. That is a very complex situation. And by performing in one of those countries and not the other, or performing in both, you then enter a public debate.
And then everyone goes, because someone did it recently, refused to go to Israel, I can't remember what it was, and they're like, yeah, but you, like, performed for Gaddafi. You know
yeah,
I mean?
That
like,
is amazing.
It's always like, Beyonce did that £3 million gig for Gaddafi and his kids. Do you remember that?
I mean, once you get to that number, though, it's like...
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
And you go, look, I'm just doing a gig. I've probably performed to bad people before. I definitely, you know, how many people have you performed to in your life? Thousands upon thousands.
I think about that every time I'm in front of, like, a big room.
You perform to people who've killed people.
Yeah.
For 50 quid.
I do think about that. Sometimes I'll be doing a gig and I think, oh, man. There's like 500 people here. One of these people is a pedophile. One of them is a murderer.
Yeah.
One of them
well, it's like when
is a fan of Red Richardson. There's a lot of unsavory characters here. That might be all the same person, actually.
When a band gets up in front of like 80,000 people, they're like, we have the best fans. We love you all.
80,000
is no way.
Huge. Yeah.
Someone's punching their wife in the car on the way home from this.
Yeah.
There's bad people in your audience.
Yeah. It's a very, once you're that big, you are, and you're really entertaining everybody.
Yeah. Like one in six people bought a Beatles album. Was it one in eight? It's a huge amount. Anyway.
Yeah.
And you're like, a lot of people have heard your music with very bad thoughts.
Yeah, you can't really say we love the fans at that point. You can just be like, we know you're all fans.
Yeah, thanks for buying it. I hope you don't do bad things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to like... But wait, you didn't answer my question. Where would you not perform? That was it. North Korea.
Well, yeah, for safety reasons. Also, the thing is, I don't have a clean act, so I couldn't, you know? Like, my mate went to Saudi Arabia recently, did a gig there, and they said, he's Jewish.
Oh, yeah, Joe Jacobs.
And they said, he got a text. You see, he shared the text on Twitter. He got a text from the promoter saying, hey, man, set's 35 minutes and don't mention you're Jewish.
I mean, it's fucking Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I don't, it's a hard one, isn't it? Because you're like, well, I don't know. If you say I can't swear or talk about anything, I've got 10 seconds.
It's so odd, too, because we're talking about countries, but, like, most people in any country aren't extremists, you know? Like, most people are just people, and then the government, you know, gets...
That's the thing. It's like, you know, most people want to actually go out and just have a good time, listen to Queen.
Yeah, but they don't have the guns.
Yeah.
The people with the guns are...
Well, you know Tekashi 6ix9ine, that horrible little rapper who snitched on all his mates.
Well, I actually like to think of it as a man who, you know, he actually found a moral path. And
yeah.
So he...
He decided he didn't want to do 48 years in jail.
Yeah, so he...
Ratted on his friends. After half an hour in his cell, he turned witness. And that's not even like he was sat there. That's like... I'm waiting for someone to come and check if I'm willing to rap. You know, he just straight away, but he's the first performer to break the embargo on Russia.
He's already done Russia.
He's going to do it. 350K.
That's...
Yeah.
Maybe he needs the money, I guess.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Would you do Russia now?
No.
I wouldn't. It was worrying before. I don't want to go anywhere where I could say something and then end up with a bag on my head and traveling into the desert.
Russia really likes to push people out of windows. That's their thing now.
Or inject you.
Yeah, well, they keep pushing people out of windows of like fifth-story buildings. They're like, they fell from the window. And it's a funny way to kill someone because it's so obvious that you killed them.
Yeah.
But also... you just, like, it's just kind of a wink-wink. Like,
yeah.
We know.
No one falls out of a window.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, remember, have I talked about this when the Princess came to Top Secret? And I, like, did crowd work with her because she was just talking in the front row and it was mad.
I think that was one of those text messages you sent me where at first I was like, what is he talking about?
He's gone mad.
It was like you texted me. You've done that a couple times. Once you opened for Ricky Gervais, which was quite cool, and you texted me and said, I just opened for Ricky Gervais. And I was like, yeah, cool. I opened.
Went, what are you talking about? It's like, what it says in the message.
Well, you had never told me. You had never told me it was going to happen. So
no, but that's what my life's like.
No, it's not,
yes.
Actually.
If I text you and go, just with the Obamas, you best believe.
You have one of the most predictable routine lives I've ever encountered. No. I'm taking 3 baths today, and then I'm getting a bus to my gig, and then I'm calling you and complaining about my gig, and then I'm going to sleep, and then I repeat tomorrow.
Sometimes stuff happens to me.
Sometimes.
Wild, out of control life.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so what else happened in 1966?
Okay. John Lennon got in a lot of trouble.
We've talked about him a lot.
Doesn't matter. He said, we're more popular than Jesus now, about the Beatles. And he was right. They were huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you bored of John Lennon? What do you want to talk about?
No, that's not what I mean. I'm just saying...
Well, it's weird when you do a history podcast that the biggest band of all time occasionally comes up, isn't it?
I'm just saying we've had a lot of thoughts.
Maybe we shouldn't mention Hitler.
So one thing about John Lennon,
mm-hmm.
I mean, comparing John Lennon to Hitler.
I'm not. I'm just saying they're both hugely famous. And we've got a problem on this podcast because we have to talk about
it. Do you think of Hitler as famous? Like, Hitler's influential historical figure. My God. Guys, you will never guess. Like, I know you know who he is, but you'll never guess how famous Hitler was when he was alive.
If Hitler walked through Westfield Shopping Center, there's not a single person who wouldn't stop and go, fuck, that's Hitler.
Well, what age Hitler are we talking?
like, from 33 to 45.
I couldn't recognize a 7-year-old Hitler.
I'd recognize baby Hitler.
Yeah.
You've not seen him, he looks like Hitler.
I see.
Yeah. He looks like Hitler. You're like, oh, that's Hitler. But... No, he's a famous guy, isn't he? Let's not fuck around.
Yeah. Just the word famous is funny. Like,
celebrity pals.
Yeah.
But John Lennon said that. People started burning Beatles CDs. What is wrong with religious people and burning? It's just like, stop it. Like, we're going to burn books. It's like, well, great. They're just going to be republished. That's actually good for the author.
Yeah.
Like, if I was an author and everyone burnt my book, I'd go, well, you know what that means.
I'm going to sell some books.
I'm going to sell some more books. Well done, Christian idiots.
Yeah, it's great. It is great publicity.
Yeah.
You can't really burn a podcast, though. We couldn't.
No, we can never be destroyed.
To be at a place in your life where you can say you're more popular than Jesus, that'd be quite cool.
Yeah.
To be true.
I think quite a lot of people are more popular than Jesus now. It's probably a TikToker we don't know.
We're more popular than, like, Jesus's cousin.
I'd say we're more popular than Hitler. We're probably not, actually.
We're not more popular than Hitler.
No, that's bad, isn't it?
Millions of Nazis still on the planet that like
how
Hitler.
How depressing is that? More people like Hitler than like us.
Yeah, today.
And that's really bad.
Yeah.
Like, serial killers get more fan mail than we do.
Yeah, but they also, all they have is time to respond.
Women would rather we killed them than listen to our podcast.
I know.
It's horrendous. But yeah, he said that, got in loads of trouble, then he had to apologize. And he went, no, I just meant, I wasn't being like anti-religious. It's like, well, tell the Deep South that.
We've all heard the song, John, Imagine There's No Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sounds pretty anti-religious to me.
Hey, we have a new sponsor this week. It's DBT UK. If you don't know what DBT is, it's a form of therapy that really helped my life. A few years ago, I had a complete mental breakdown. I was running around a fucking roundabout screaming. I was crying randomly. I was suicidal. I tried everything. And then I went and I did DBT, and it changed my fucking life. It was originally developed for people with borderline personality disorder, but they figured out that it works for lots of people, anyone really that is struggling with emotional dysregulation. If you can't control your emotions and or your behaviors, this can really work for you. So I would really 100% recommend it. Like, if you want to just message me and ask, if you're going through something, message me and I can tell you how it worked for me. If you want to just email them, then email info@dbt-uk.co.uk. And if you mention the promo code YEARIS, you will get half off on your initial assessment. It's a really worthwhile form of therapy that I cannot recommend enough.
Sniper Charles Whitman. And I've never heard of this.
Oh, I've heard of Charles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He killed 14 people and wounds 32 from atop the University of Texas at Austin Main Building Tower.
I think he was the first guy to really go for it.
He killed his wife and his mother.
That's not ideal.
No. It's always weird when they go, well, the wife and the mother, you go, he must have lived with both of them. You know what I mean? And just...
I don't know. He could have drove between.
That's so weird.
Yeah, he got in a snipe. He got in a clock.
Maybe
tower,
he married right? his mother, not in. But you know when it's been saying you married your mother.
Yeah,
and so he married a woman who was like his mother, but he hated his mother. So it didn't make sense to shoot one of them because then there's still the other, the other head there. So you got to get rid of both the
both the heads. Calling them the heads. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was the first one to really go for it.
Yeah, well, this because you didn't used to hear about stuff like this.
No, there was nobody had a Y for him either. Nobody.
Like, no, and my grandparents are American. There's no like, oh yeah, I remember when that spotty kid and we all had to duck under the table while he murdered our, you know, it's that seems to happen all the fucking time now. None of this was
he yeah, I remember watching a doc on him, and at some point there was a guy, like just a random citizen, and there was a cop with a couple guns, and the cop was going to go up and try to take him out, and the random citizen was like, deputize me. And he deputized this random dude and gave him a gun, and then they went up together and fucking took him out.
That's good. That's the only time I've ever heard of that happening.
Yeah.
Ever. Because they always go, well, we need the guns. Cause da, da, da. And you go, no one's ever shot the fucking guy.
Yeah.
Ever. He shoots about 15 kids and the teacher, then he shoots himself.
Yeah.
No one ever gets the guy. Ever.
No, they never. No. And the guy, well, they've all studied school shootings. So whenever they, if they want to live afterwards, they do it, and then they go, I'm finished.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah,
just
yeah,
go,
yeah.
They go, I don't have any weapons, I'm done.
Yeah, and then they're like, now I get to be on trial.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm gonna enjoy
yeah.
that. It's no one ever gets them, ever. And it's fucking insane. It can happen so much, and they don't care.
Yeah.
Like, the gun people do not, they won't hear a word against it. And also, I love it, then they're like, well, we need it in case the government turns around. It's like, yeah, you're going to beat the army, are you? Do you know what I mean? Like
the militia.
The American military with drones. Yeah. Are going to come down and Cletus is going to be stood outside with a pump action and just pop, pop.
Yeah. Have you ever shot a gun? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feels amazing.
Of course I did. I did it with Trump last week after opening for Ricky Gervais. No, I did. I've shot, not like a prop, I've shot a shotgun. It's great. It feels great. Once you hold a gun in your hand, you can't actually put it down. Do you get that? The feeling of power.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a short man, like me. When I hold one, I'm like, oh.
Like,
this,
right,
is what being tall must feel like.
That's the first time you've ever admitted to being short in your entire life.
Well, it gave me the confidence when Napoleon is really, he's the sort of Lizzo for short men.
Yeah.
So I feel good about it now. I'm owning it.
You look at him and you think, yeah, we're...
I'm small and beautiful and angry. Negative and small.
I want to go... King. I want to go pick fights with everyone I know.
Yeah, no, but it does feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, that guy. What was his name again? Charles?
Charles Whitman.
Yeah, let's check out...
They shouldn't give these people Wikipedia.
The
fuck me. He looks like a fucking Nazi. Look at that haircut.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I thought he's going to have dreadlocks.
He fired at random people for 96 minutes.
He's also 25. It's like, come on, mate.
Oh, no. I was thinking of a different guy.
Oh, so you don't even know about it. Oh, my God. He killed his mother and wife in respective homes, so he definitely traveled. Mm. And then he got multiple firearms, indiscriminately shooting at people, buildings, clock tower, verified, for 96 minutes.
It's a long time.
Shot dead by often police officers. That must have been a satisfying.
When I hear 96 minutes, I'm disappointed he only got 15 people.
Well, yeah, what the fuck is he doing before? Like, during that time, yeah.
I think it wasn't like it's not like he was shooting up Times Square, you know.
So this is actually unfair on Whitman. It says, Whitman killed a total of 16 people. The 16th victim died 35 years later from injuries sustained in the attack. Come on. Now, now you just
They could have been a vegetable, though. We don't know.
No, you're putting stuff on him now.
That is his fault. It could have been a...
I think he should be exonerated from that one.
Yeah. Well, he still tried. It's still attempted murder.
Fucking hell. That's so bad. He killed his wife. Cause of death, multiple shotgun wounds. Yep, you deserved it, Whitman. I'm not a gun guy, but you fucking... Oh, my God.
He was a military vet. Should have kept him in the military, I think, where his...
Well, this is what's funny. He was extremely intelligent. An examination at the age of 6 revealed his IQ to be 139. To us, that just sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's low for us.
I love it when someone goes, he was really intelligent, his IQ is 140. And I go, ooh, watch out for the genius. Idiot. Yeah, fucking hell.
This is great. So they found a tumor in his head.
Okay.
They thought that the tumor could have contributed to his inability to control his emotions and actions. They theorized the tumor pressed against his amygdala, a part of the brain related to anxiety or fight or flight responses. So it could have kept him in like a constant like state of fight.
You know when you meet someone who's like a train spotter or has a really weird hobby where they're like an autograph collector?
Yeah.
And you just go, thank God that you're mental this way. Do you know what I mean? Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
It's stamps and not guns that's your thing.
I was in Denmark and someone came up to me before my show and was like, Bobby, can I get an autograph? And like literally no one in Denmark except this person knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, okay. And I signed it. And it was just like, what are you doing?
Like, so you'd gig in Denmark, Bobby. That's what we've...
Denmark's... What has Denmark done?
The Vikings. They weren't nice.
Was that... I don't think that was Denmark, was it?
It's all of Scandinavia.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, but no, but he likes to keep it as a memento.
Mm.
Yeah? I got asked by a kid in Edinburgh. Probably about 15.
Can you get out of my way, please?
He said, can you please put your penis back in your trousers? I'm just a boy. No, he asked me to sign...
What?
He asked me to sign something. If you're listening, thanks, mate. It made me feel good.
He's not.
He listens to the podcast.
15.
Well, I don't know. He might have been 18. But his mum, he came and watched my Edinburgh show, right
your,
in.
With the putting your penis thing away, you said, I'm hoping we're 18, actually, for your sake.
Right in and say it was you because we'll
yeah. Red always IDs kids before showing his penis to them just to make sure they're 18, even though they look younger.
Just check you're 18.
Yeah, before. Oh, I know this is still a crime, but I just
enlisted in the Marine Corps. That always seems to be that sort of thing. 18-month tour of duty with Marines at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Maybe he was part of that. Have you heard of that program where they juiced him up on acid for like a year?
Well, that's just a conspiracy theory that you're saying then, right? No, you're making up
MK
a conspiracy.
Ultra. You're making it up. Manson and Whitey Bulger both went under MK Ultra testing, and then both were released and both killed loads of people.
Did a YouTube video teach you that?
No, I heard it on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Listen.
Well, so you don't think the army did tests on people?
I'm sure the army did test on people. It's just when you're quoting, I heard it on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Bernie Sanders has been on there. You better than him.
No, it's just it's an indictment of your sources, is what I would say.
Where do you get your stuff from?
Literature, I read. Yeah. Big reader.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, he did well on his... Oh, my God. Well, not... Is that good? 215 out of 250 possible points on his marksmanship test. By the way, I've read that first going, did someone grade him on it, the shooting? That was in the army.
Yeah.
That wasn't someone going, well, say what you want about him. I gave him 215. Fucking hell.
A reviewer was in.
Yeah. Just check it out.
He was a good shot.
Whitman was never an actual sniper or close to being one. It accounts for the Jody's disappointment and the lack of kills in the fight. That was Jody's first thought.
Yeah.
You notice that? He said 90 minutes. He said, would have thought he'd killed a few more.
Yeah.
Jody's disappointed.
Jody, awful. Jody, Jody is like one confidence boost away from being a mass shooter, you know? he would never.
Aren't we all?
No.
Oh my God, no, this is fucked. Shortly after his enrollment at the university, Whitman and two friends were observed poaching a deer, with a passerby recording his license plate number and reporting them to the police. The trio were butchering the deer in the shower at Whitman's dormitory when they were arrested.
That's not that crazy.
That's disgusting.
Well, you've eaten meat.
Yeah, but I'm not going to butcher a thing in your university shower. I lived in a university halls in Edinburgh. It's fucking disgusting. The showers are tiny. Imagine trying to slam a whole deer in there.
Yeah, but what would be useful about that? No, but this is like an American locker room shower that's huge.
It was in the dormitory.
Yeah, but I think it would be a big... Also, that's a good room to kill it, to clean meat, because then you can wash it down with the shower head.
Mm.
I really get where they're coming from.
Okay, fair enough.
If I had to butcher a room in any house, I'd choose the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's why I do it in a field. That's why, you know, when the mob kills people, people always walk into that plastic room in the movies, and everything's covered in plastic, you know?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see that.
No.
I bet you people have done that when you're in the mob, and you're actually just painting and decorating. Like, you're like, I'm just going to change the color, and you invite a friend around. And they go, ah, no.
No, I...
Oh, fuck, I know what this looks like.
Sorry,
and he ends up shooting you.
Sorry, yeah.
Real risk, that. Whitman earned a reputation as a practical joker in his years as an engineering student, but his friends also noted he made some morbid and chilling statements. In 62, he remarked to a fellow student, a person could stand off an army from atop the main building's clock tower before they got him. Fucking hell.
Here's the thing,
just shoot yourself, you fucking cunt.
Let's say at some point I get a big tumor in my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go and I just go shoot a few people.
No one would be surprised.
Okay, let's not. We don't need to go there.
But you know that. Have you had that in Canada? Did people think he's a shooter? Because guns are legal there, aren't they?
There are some guns.
Because I would not be surprised. If we were casting for a film about a school shooter, he'd be two on the nose.
I'm 36 years old.
I know.
Be a school shooter. It'd be like 21 Jump Street with a horrible twist. He's going back to school to kill everyone.
He's pretending to be a student because he wants to kill.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, go on, sorry.
But I was like, now I've lost my train of thought.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, we're practical jokers. Whitman is a volunteer scout. If that gets you back in, I don't know.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, he bought binoculars. It is a big building. He was high up. Typing a suicide note. Don't really need one. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I do not quite understand what it is that compels me to type this letter. Perhaps it's to leave some vague reason for the actions I've recently performed. I do not really understand myself these days. You can say that again. I'm lunatic. I'm supposed to be an average, reasonable, intelligent young man. However, lately, I cannot recall when it started. Maybe when you started fucking killing deers and cutting them up in the shower. I've been a victim of many unusual and irrational thoughts. These thoughts constantly recur, and it requires a tremendous mental effort to concentrate on useful and progressive tasks. That was the blurb for your Edinburgh show, wasn't it, Bobby? That's horrible. Oh, it's quite chilling to hear.
I think it might have been...
Just don't write it down. You're just nuts. Just shoot yourself.
Maybe for this guy, it was the tumor. Maybe the tumor did it to him.
Mm.
You know what that means, though? Whenever somebody gets cancer...
Oh, no.
We have to put them in prison. Listen, there's this guy in the 60s that had a tumor in his head, killed a bunch of people. We're worried about you tumor people killing. Wait, what? There's no evidence. It was one guy.
And he's asking wishes. He goes, can you cremate me? After I'm dead. I hope they didn't.
I hope they stuffed him.
They did the opposite. He froze and stuffed him. And now he's just a sex to a rich businessman bought him.
Yeah.
And he just gets passed around in a tower somewhere.
No, he shouldn't get to be in a tower. He liked towers.
No, he would like it to. Not if he's getting fucked by rich men. Maybe he wouldn't like that at all.
Maybe he would.
Oh, my God. He called in sick for his wife after he'd killed her. It just seems pointless, doesn't it? Well, yeah, he's like the first then, isn't he?
But people always read these things and then they're always looking for motive, you know? They're like, why?
Yeah,
why? Well, and it's like, I don't know.
Why would you kill people?
But they're not wired the same way we're wired. There's no why.
No. Though hearing Baby Shark on repeat in your car the other day, there is a why, I think, sometimes.
It's a good song.
Ground baking takes
baby
place.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do. You can keep talking. Do 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 do. Baby shark, just to give people a feel of what
we've overthrown
like
the
car.
Captains of this ship, baby shark, of this plane.
Daddy shark,
do not
shark,
disrupt
do,
us.
Do,
we'll
do,
be
do,
landing
do,
shortly
daddy
and negotiating.
Shark, do, 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 do. Daddy shark, do 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 do. Daddy shark.
Okay.
Mommy shark, do 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 do.
People are meant to listen to this. They're meant to listen to this for fun.
Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark. Then this is actually my favorite one. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. You don't like it.
It's meant to be entertainment in this podcast.
Do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do.
Okay. Groundbreaking takes place for the World Trade Center in New York City.
Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark, and then 9/11 happened. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, bet they didn't see that coming when they opened the building. Uncle shark, do do. You stop talking.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're singing.
Well, you can talk.
Cindy Crawford was born 1966.
I saw
she was.
Like
do you remember when you were young and old men would talk about Cindy Crawford?
I do.
I remember being at someone's an older man's party. It sounds so bad. He was. I don't want
an older man's party.
Older man's party.
what double life are you leading?
One of his friends bought him a Cindy Crawford calendar.
Okay.
And everyone's like standing around. I'm like, what's this? I was like 5. And they were like 60. Friends of the family. I wasn't just there because I was mature. But yeah, and they were like, oh, I wouldn't mind taking this next door for a bit. And I didn't know what they meant at the time, you know? I was like, why? Is it edible?
Were they talking about you?
No. No, talking about the Crawford calendar.
Oh, okay.
She was like the dirty man's. When I was a child, she was the dirty old man's crush, you know?
How old is she now?
Well, she was born in 66. You did it earlier. You did the math.
56.
I don't know if it's even right, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
56.
56. So she was like the pin-up.
Yeah.
Which was easier being a model back then, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know if it was easier. Less competition.
Way less competition.
Now you're dealing with OnlyFans, you know?
You're dealing with OnlyFans. You're dealing with people.
Everyone on Insta. Everyone on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Just being hot isn't enough
anymore.
It's
not enough. And also just wearing a swimsuit, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're like, listen, yeah, you're hot, but what will you put inside of you for $3 a month? Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like, the bar has risen.
Yeah.
I just want to be a catalog model. No. The big money now.
Our access to filth is just unbridled. Yeah, but that used to be like, oh, that would be like pornography as a Cindy Crawford thing. Another person born, Stephen Baldwin, who's my favorite Baldwin.
What?
You know Stephen Baldwin?
Yeah,
he's
the one
lunatic
of the brothers.
He's one big brother.
You can't say the lunatic brother after Alec Baldwin's.
Well, he's
Baldwin's.
Of them all.
Is he the...
He's the most mental.
I don't know. Alec accidentally killed
a
woman.
His fault. Was the armorer.
Well, that's up for debate.
The armorer was listening to Baby Shark.
He keeps saying he didn't pull the trigger, and then the police are saying, you did pull the trigger because a gun doesn't go off unless you pull the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't know it was loaded. He's trying to do a scene, and I would have gone if I thought it wasn't loaded. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Stephen's really religious and loves Trump. And he's mental. He went on Big Brother and he was talking about how sugar's worse than cocaine. And he's like, and I've done a lot of both. And this woman had a sugar bowl out. He goes, there is death in that white bowl.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but just the way he did everything. He's also in a film called Sharks in Venice. You ever get the chance to watch that? It's brilliant. So bad. It's about sharks in Venice. And there's these like really bad, offensive Italian mafia characters, all clearly American. But they to put these bad Italian accents on, so that's worth checking out.
You like Stephen Baldwin?
No, I just think he's that 90s crap that's great to
but
watch.
You met a Baldwin, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. The daughter of Alec, I met.
Is that the one who got called a little piggy?
Yeah, and a cunt or something. And she was like seven. And he's like, answer the phone, you cunt. And you're like, come on, you can't call. And also, it's not even about the offence. It's just not age appropriate to call someone a cunt when they're seven.
Well, I think it's also about the offence. You shouldn't speak to your own kid that works. Way.
Yeah, no, yeah. But I just mean it doesn't work as in language terms anyway.
Yeah, it's odd.
You cunt.
Yeah, you've really a plethora of odd celebrities have come up.
Princess Baldwin Store. Me and Ghislaine will definitely meet in this lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just no way. Our stars are so aligned. Yeah, I met her. She's like a LA comedy writer. Well, probably, I don't know.
Maybe she is.
She is, probably. I don't know. Just because, you know, because her dad's so famous. But that's probably a shit life. That you know, everyone just assumes, oh, I'm sure you do that because your dad's famous.
It would be weird if you're her and then your dad gets remarried and has seven other kids.
Mm.
You probably thought, oh, man, I wonder what dad's new wife's
like.
We
just started Googling going, what did he get paid per episode for 30 Rock?
Yeah, every kid.
Seven.
Every kid is splitting the inheritance.
Yeah, and one of them will have a big court case at some point.
Yeah.
You cannot have a super famous dad and the kids not have some
well,
sort of
Alec has his own court cases coming up.
Do you think he does?
Yeah, because he was also a producer on the movie, so he's going to get sued for that.
Fuck. And he does his Instagram posts. Yeah. Hello, people.
And he did shoot a lady. He's going to get sued for shooting a lady.
He was filming in England recently, like 4 months ago. He was in this town, and he was looking at it. It's the most patronizing American, like, Hollywood thing. He's like, this little town, it's so weird. He's like, people actually live here. And it's like a life. He's like walking around. He's like, and people are like looking at him filming. And he's like, there's one of them there. And it's like, it's so like, can you believe actually someone would live here and like they breathe the same air as me?
I want to see him and his brother debate.
Yeah. Well, I bet they have big fights. You see them when they're younger. They're all fucking really hench.
Yeah.
There's Stephen, who's the relaxed one. Alex, the mental left-wing one, and there's the mental right-wing one. You know what I mean? Like, Alex just doesn't seem as crazy because as an actor, he's a liberal. So the fact that his brother's not liberal is, like, in that world, you go, oh.
Yeah.
Whereas Alec is mental. He just says he likes Hillary Clinton instead of Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely, and, like, the wife's Spanish, but not, apparently. There was that whole thing. Yeah. And they had a kid. When they already had a 5-month-old baby. Do you remember that? And everyone went, what? And they're like, what? It's normal. It's like, it's not. It's not science. It's not normal. You can't stop telling us it's normal when it clearly isn't. And the other one's married to Justin Bieber. Big family. Big showbiz family. I was wondering the other day, it's like, how long does this go on for? Like, because Kim Kardashian's kids will be famous. So they'll have their own Instagrams probably in 4 years. Probably,
I think every 20 years we just got to
wipe them out. No more, no more.
Yeah, please.
Because those kids will be famous. Like Brooklyn Beckham starts a new hobby every week. He's like, I'm a chef now. And you're like, fuck off. Just go work in a restaurant then.
There's too many like legacy people now. Like legacy celebrities.
And they're not even doing anything.
The child of every actor is on Instagram and has a million followers at some point.
And then they become models, and they're like, I'm a singer as well. Like,
yeah.
Sure you are. There's no evidence of you singing anywhere.
I would say music is the one area where it's hardest for someone to use their family influence to get famous because you still have to make the music.
Yeah, comedy. You have to make people laugh. Music, same. I think acting's the easiest because you can slide in and never. Usually, a film, you're like, is this person shit? It takes you a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's shit.
Also, you can edit around a bad actor.
Yeah,
all the time.
I watched Noah, that film with Russell Crowe in it, and there's the model in. I think I might have mentioned this on here before. Model called, like, Dougie Pointer. I can't remember what he's called. The worst actor fucking in the world. And there's the characters are Noah's wife, and then he's Noah's daughter's boyfriend. And there's four of them in the whole movie, apart from the animals. He has, like, one line in the whole... And he's on camera, like, the whole time. He's always on camera.
Never
but you know what happened. He probably had 100 lines. And he just went, ugh, The editor was like, you might want to come and see this. Oh no. They cut everything out, and I haven't seen another movie since at all.
Yeah.
It's over.
What's his name?
Is he Dougie Poindexter? What's he called? He was in Google Noah. But he's like a fucking supermodel, you know? Not Logan Lerman. Douglas Booth. Who's Dougie Poindexter?
Dougie Poindexter is a musician, songwriter, model.
What's he from?
I don't know. Douglas Booth is a famous actor.
Yeah. Well, he's not famous. I just finished him.
Red.
Who's Dougie Poindexter then? Why do you think Dougie
Red, Poindexter? I think you're just really wrong about Douglas Booth.
He was cut out of Noah. Yeah, okay. What's he been in? Nothing.
So he was cut out of Noah. Mm. Okay, fine. Yeah, you said that. I get that.
I'm on his Wikipedia. They said, after his appearance in Noah, everyone agreed unanimously that he was a fucking shit actor and it was over for him.
Well, since he was in Noah in 2014, he's been in...
Riot Club, crap.
10 other movies.
Yeah, but nothing since 2020.
I know he has two movies in post-production.
Are they coming out? Mm, we'll believe that when we see it. He's full of... Oh, he's in The Dirt! That Motley Crue film. He's awful.
He's in a movie with Joseph Fiennes. Mark Rylance.
Prefer Mark Wahlberg.
He's in a movie.
No, it's over, man. Unwelcome is coming out. It's folk horror. Warner Bros. Not heard of them. They're doing it.
Warner Bros. I think he's doing great, actually.
No, I don't think he's doing that well.
You just started hating him randomly and thought he sucked because he didn't speak in Noah.
They cut everything. Honestly. I want to know, actually. Did anyone work on Noah? Listeners, viewers, reach out. If you know anything about Noah, I want to know why. Well, we all know why, but here's I want you to confirm.
Second question. Has anyone ever seen the movie Noah? I don't know anyone who's watched it.
I have.
It looked long.
It was banned in several Muslim countries because it's a depiction of prophets venerated in Islam.
Mm. Okay, so shall we wrap up?
Yeah, that was 1966. Well, it wasn't all of it, but we did some of it.
Listen, we can only cover so much. Mm. All right, well, check out the Patreon episode because we've got some crazy shit happening.
We've got your words where the listeners and viewers can write in with their own terrible years or good years of their lives.
Yeah.
And we discuss it on the podcast.
Thank you to our super patrons, Matthew and Spencer.
The super geniuses. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to an episode of The Year Is, with me, comedian Bobby Mayer, and my sometimes friend, Red Richardson. This podcast has been produced by our brilliant producer, Jody Vandenberg. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.